This is Dr. Inigo, dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Sylvia Escobedo. Date of birth, April 11, 1967. Case ID number is 428-5772. Date of exam, January 26, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical information available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance, dated 9/15/2020. Identifying information, this is a 55-year-old divorced female with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of COVID-19. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was August 30, 2020. Where she was a phlebotomist for 24 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house of her grandmother's and lives with her son and father. She is presently not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations number one, COVID-19 pneumonia with complications. History of allegations. The claimant states that on September the 15th, 2020, she had a febrile seizure and fell and injured her head. She was then transferred by ambulance to Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance, where she was diagnosed with bilateral pneumonia as well as severe bronchitis. The claimant was hospitalized for approximately 3 weeks. And she states that her shortness of breath is precipitated by walking one block, climbing two flights of stairs, talking, and sometimes resting. She does not have a history of smoking. As noted earlier, she was hospitalized for 3 weeks. Her mother and her grandmother died of COVID-19 in the same house where she was at. She denies being intubated. She was given inhalers and steroids and oxygen at the hospital. She is presently not on oxygen at this time. She states that she has problem with decreased appetite, decreased smelling, decreased memory, loss of taste, syncopal episode where she had a head hematoma secondary to a contusion, and was anemic, having an H&H of 11.4/33.8, which is low. The claimant did receive 3 COVID-19 vaccines after she resolved her pneumonia. The claimant is on Breezetree inhaler, QD, fluorocortisone inhaler, 2 to 3 times, TID, for her condition. Her daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, doing a little cooking, and doing the laundry. She does no other exercise. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 30 minutes, climb two flights of stairs slowly, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant but is able to use both hands at this time. The claimant is able to write, use a coffee cup with both hands, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top. The claimant does have an assistive device, which is a cane that she states she uses all the time. Her physician is Dr. Mario Rodriguez. She is presently taking Tylenol 500 milligrams QD and ibuprofen 400 milligrams QD. PRN is needed for pain. She states she does no other physical activity. Family history. The father is 77 and has hypertension. Her mother died at the age of 62 from COVID-19. She also had diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and high cholesterol. Her grandmother had COVID-19 and died of that as well. She was 93 years old, and she suffered also from hypercholesterolemia and hypertension. Medications: Ubrivi for migraine headaches, Breztri for her COPD, Fluticasone inhaler, TID, Sumatriptan, PRN is needed, Cetirizine, 10 milligrams QD, Clonazepam, QHS, dose not known, Trazodone, QHS, dose unknown, Midodrine, dose unknown to help increase her blood pressure, and Floracet, PRN is needed for headaches. The claimant is also on Citrulline, dose unknown at this time. Medical problems: hypertension, depression, hypotensive episodes, insomnia, anxiety, allergies, migraine headaches, history of COPD, pneumonia, and bronchitis with respiratory difficulty. The claimant has a history of a C-spine herniated disc, head contusion with hematoma, syncopal episode, hyperlipidemia, obesity, anemia, history of gastric bypass in 2017, social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse, the claimant denies any delirium tremors but did have a febrile seizure on September the 15th, 2020. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, his temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 182 pounds, height 5 feet 4 inches, BP 139 over 89 mmHg, heart rate 71 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 100%, BMI 31, general. This is a 55-year-old female who appears to be her stated age, and appears to be going through a major depression as well as some anxiety. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. The claimant was very tearful and crying throughout the examination, secondary to the multiple family problems that she is having at this time. Could you drop down to HEENT after the fourth sentence? The claimant has multiple fractured teeth and poor dentition noted. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three, but had poor eye contact with me and was crying constantly. Her speech was fluent and her mood was depressed for the time. She did not have clear thought processes and her memory was poor. Concentration was poor. Although she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation, reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was unsteady and slow but symmetric. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which is a cane. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? Down to the last paragraph. The claimant did have moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. She does have a cane that she uses at all times, secondary to lack of balance. However, she does not appear to need it all the time. Neurological exam. Grip strength was +5/5 bilaterally. The claimant is able to pinch opposed fingers and make a full closed fist. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but a few muscle spasms noted. Muscle strength was +4/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. However, the claimant appears to be somewhat anxious and appeared to be shaking from anxiety. Chest x-ray, no acute findings, functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at +4/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual field and minor limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate fairly well with some limitations secondary to decreased cognitive function, such as memory and being able to focus and concentrate. But she has no other restricted limitations in her workplace environment. Probable diagnosis is COVID-19 pneumonia confirmed with medical records and physical exam. Chest x-ray is negative. She appears to have residual symptoms of mental fog and decreased cognitive function. But the claimant is also going through a major depression at this time and has severe anxiety. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Sylvia Escobedo.